Oh, yes. This is probably the most important bit.
Okay. So, we've said a lot of skeptical things, but obviously you're going to be asked to use AI. As much as I am a skeptic for some contexts, there are a lot of great AI uses. So, this is the rule of thumb, in addition to the when not to use, this is a little bit of a guidance. So, these are the kinds of tasks that people usually ask AI to do. Starting at the top, summarize, suggesting new ideas, what should I have for dinner, what COA should I use, critique, I've written something, I have a plan, what's wrong with it, help me make a plan, make something new, write my report for me, and then make this decision for me. From top to bottom, that is supposed to go from green to red. So basically, it's pretty good at summarizing. That said, it can hallucinate, so be careful, check your sources, but it's pretty good at summarizing. For suggestions, it's great at making suggestions, it's bad at making complete sets. So do use it to give you some ideas, particularly if it's common within its corpus. But don't think that even if you're doing a simple combinatorics, it can absolutely, even the advanced AI models can break. So make sure that you're not looking for an exhaustive exploration of a state space. But if you need ideas or suggestions, for instance, I've used it in the past to get examples of what kind of game mechanics might be useful for exploring a particular mechanic in a game. For critiquing, be very afraid of fawning AIs, and ChatGPT is particularly bad about this, but they're all trained to be user-friendly. They can be downright sycophantic in a very dangerous way. If I want it to be able to do just the baseline, like, hey, I'm actually pointing out flaws in your work, the prompt that I'll use is review this as though you are a harsh and skeptical critic, and then it will be just about a really nice editor, right? Like, that's, it's really, really hard to get it out of that sycophantic point of view, so be aware of that, because it will tell you your ideas are good when they are not. With planning, it can suggest ways to break your projects down, it can suggest work breakdown structures, things, but again, because the exhaustive set issue, it's not going to give you everything, so be thoughtful. Review, make sure that it's not missing tasks, but it can be useful there. When you start getting into creating and inventing, that's where it can be quite dangerous because, yes, it can make you a first draft, but also sometimes staring at that page or looking at the material is actually where the innovation comes from, so be cautious. And then finally, this is actually a principle I put on the slide, but it actually originates from the old IBM principles. A computer piece of software should never be responsible for making a decision for which there needs to be accountability. So if there is legal or moral accountability responsible, you should not be using a computer to make that decision. And we talk about targeting, right? So, you know, there are areas where sometimes we have to pass that responsibility on. It requires rigorous testing, and if it makes a mistake, it's your fault, right? It's not the AI's fault. We can't pass that blame over. So be incredibly cautious. In general, I just say don't have AIs making decisions. I do understand there are edge cases where you can't avoid that. But so if you're thinking about a use case, if you've got a general saying, you know, I want to use AI, try and push it up towards the top, not down to the bottom. And thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry we don't have time for questions because hopefully Mark Kerman will be here. So if you can all head over to the Howl, we will be here for the rest of the day.
Yep.
Come and buttonhole us because we'd be delighted to talk about it. And I'd be delighted to say, actually, go and speak to Ruby because she knows more than me.
And likewise. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody.